are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. We are live right now, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to midnight Eastern time, taking your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, toll free, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, got a lot to talk about today. Looks like being married can actually make you happy. I know many of you are like, what? No, really, what? Then we also have a blood test that may be able to help doctors determine if cancer treatment is actually working. We had another close call. Did you guys hear about that? I guess we had a close call with an asteroid the other day. Nobody told us, right? And this is kind of cool. There's an ambulance in Denver that is saying, to heck with this, nobody is pulling over. When we have our sirens, so we're gonna kind of have a boombox, subwoofers, and maybe play hip hop, and hopefully the beat will cause drivers to go to the side and yield. So, got lots of stuff to talk about on this wonderful hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was an interesting study today saying that overweight women, even if they lose the weight, will still have the stigma of obesity because people remember that they used to be heavy. Now, that doesn't make any sense to me, but new research out of the University of Hawaii in Manoa said that the anti-fat prejudice still persisted against former obese women, even after they lost a significant amount of weight. I don't get that. I don't get that. They say previous research has shown that the harmful nature of obesity stigma across many domains, so we designed an experiment to look at whether obesity sting persisted once the weight had been dropped. Now, this was published in the journal Obesity. The study asked young men and women to read various stories about women who had lost 7 pounds or a woman who was currently obese, etc., and then a woman who was thin, and then rate the woman's attractiveness. And they said that the thin women were still viewed more differently, and the women who had lost weight still viewed negatively. Now, I don't know what I would do with this personally. If anybody had an attitude, all right, towards me or anybody I know that was overweight and then lost the weight, I would probably give them a finger. But, nobody really asks people, you know, how you doing? You lost weight. You still don't seem to be happy. And maybe the reason why they're not happy is because they're still getting a lot of grief from people, or do they perceive it? I know in this study, they said, we actually found subjects who said, we don't find them attractive, etc. Well, you know what? Tough. I think there's, who was it? Was there a winner of The Biggest Loser? And I didn't realize she was a winner of The Biggest Loser, but she's very pretty. I can't think of her name at the top of my head. But, maybe it's because if you know the person, maybe it's a jealousy issue. Maybe people are like, oh, she lost the weight and I can't. I don't know. But I think what we could take home from this study is people are idiots. There are a lot of people that are absolute idiots. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, here we go. Getting married may not make you happier, but it keeps you stable and happy over the long haul. Do you guys get that? All right, you don't agree? Come on, really? All right. Let's say, how do they figure this out? They say marriage might not provide a huge burst of joy, but it keeps people stable throughout their lives. Their study in the Journal of Research and Personality, I'm sure that's that one sells out, finds that although matrimony does not make people happier than when they were single, it appears to protect against normal declines in happiness during adulthood. Our study suggests that people on average are happier when they would have been if they didn't get married. Huh. All right. So let's say now. Then they tried to decide if it was personality that helped people adapt to major life events. They said no. Personality traits such as conscientiousness or neuroticism do not help people deal with happiness or the issues of losing a job, etc. So, you know, this isn't the first time we've seen this, right? You know, remember, I don't know if you remember, but one of, I think, my very first shows 3 years ago was discussing how married men live longer. And callers were calling in going, what? Really? And I'm like, yeah. And I think, you know, that support system, you know, leaves something to be desired. I mean, I love my husband. I love being married. But you do take on a lot of stresses. Absolutely. When I was single, I had a huge amount of stresses, but there were different stresses. There were stresses that were going to end. You know, college was going to end. Medical school was eventually going to end, etc. And every decision I've made, I'm glad I don't regret any decision. But yes, when you take on a marriage, you take on, you know, your husband's family, you take on their issues, and you take on a lot. But then again, they also take on yours. And, you know, sometimes it helps. You know, sometimes I have my husband deal with my mother. Can you deal with my mother, please? And it's nice. So, it's tit for tat. Now, you know, when you look at people who have widowed or become widowed or lost a spouse, you know, that's not good. And, you know, many of us, as we fall into the habit and the comfort of being married, we get a little bit lazy with things. And we get very dependent on each other. And this codependency, I think, could get us into a little trouble later. You know, I mean, we've had to, you know, retrain my mom with a lot of things. I mean, she was an extremely independent woman, did everything herself, raised a child by herself, married my father, you know, did well, still was pretty independent and still kind of, you know, tried to rule the roost. But then, of course, once dad died, how do I live? Who supports me? You know, because remember, at that age, you know, she helped my dad with his business, but she was a homemaker. And, you know, having her go back into the work field, you know, it's very difficult, you know, transitioning. And so my recommendation with anybody going through a marriage is, you know, still make sure you know how to balance your checkbook. Make sure you do have the ability to make income if you need to, whether you're, you know, you've been divorced or et cetera, or you lose a spouse. I mean, because, you're not going to go through that very easily. I mean, going through a divorce, losing a spouse, being widowed or et cetera, that's never easy. But the transition back into single life could be very difficult. And, you know, I think when you haven't worked for 40 years, it'd be extremely difficult, especially in this economy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, this email is anonymous, but I can tell it's a female. She writes, Doctor, the other day you were talking about 1 in 8 people urinate in public pools. Well, I am proudly one of them. I refuse to use the public bathrooms at public pools. They are always wet. Can't you pick up germs from wet toilet seats? You know, thank you for being honest. I wouldn't be proud of it if I were you, by any means. Thank you for being honest. I still don't want you to pee in the pool. But, the reason why you are urinating in a public pool is probably the main reason many people do. You know, I mean, one is they don't want to get out of the pool and stop having fun, and number two is they probably don't want to use the public bathrooms. It's still a no-no. I'm still pretty upset at you, but I don't know what the right answer is. I mean, can you squat? Can you go into the public restroom and squat? I know what you mean. I do know what you mean. I go into the public bathroom, and the toilet seats are wet, whether it's water wet from the pool or urine. And I'm assuming you're a female, because men, they could just go up to a urinal and pee. Women have to sit down. So you start throwing the toilet paper. Usually at these places, the toilet paper are those cheap little squares. And then they soak to the toilet seat. I'm getting sick just thinking about it. And then you have to try to pee on a wet toilet seat. So instead, you try to stand and do it. because it's very difficult to squat when you're wet and barefoot or you're in wet flip-flops. And then, of course, you miss. And if that's what the previous person did, no wonder the seat is wet. I don't know what the situation is. It's good you brought this up. And again, I do not want you to pee in the public pool, by no means. But you do bring up an issue. I don't think there's frequent bathroom attendants, all right, by bathroom attendants in the bathroom. I don't see frequent cleaning. Some of the dirtiest bathrooms are at these public pool sites. You're right. You are right. And I'll just stand up. I know y'all don't want that image of how Dr. Dahlia pees, at a public restroom by a public pool. But at these water parks, you guys do, you do have a point. It is absolutely disgusting. That doesn't mean you should harm other people. That doesn't mean you should waste and put your excrement in the area where kids are swimming by any means. But you may just have to stand and urinate. It's difficult. And I've had patients even tell me they refuse to go to water parks because they can't go to the bathroom. You do have a good point. You really do. I'm not saying you have a good point allowing you to. That's not an excuse. But you are bringing up a very important message. I think one of the reasons why we have a lot of public pool urination is because the bathrooms are not a practical avenue and a clean and safe avenue for many women to use. And yes, you can pick up germs on wet toilets. You do not want to sit on a urinated seat. And if somebody squatted before you and missed, had their period, yes, you have bodily fluids on that seat. I hear you. I hear you. I just don't know where you could go to go to the bathroom. I wish there was a way we could have a porta potty or something. That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Maybe do that. Wait a second. You know, one of you can make money on this. I mean, I'm sure it's already patented. What if there's a female urinal? There's got to be. Where you just go into the bathroom so you could stand. And it's kind of like a trough kind of thing. I'm serious about this. What if you designed something like that, such that you just hold it between your legs so you could stand? You don't even have to touch the dirty toilet seat. You urinate into that, and then you pour it into the toilet. You flush. You go to the sink. You rinse it out. And then you go back to your cabana or your, towel or lounger. I'm wondering if there has to be something out there. If not, we need to figure that out. Kyle, let's patent that. A female portable urinal. But that would probably be the answer, because there are many women that will not use public restrooms because of the filth. And I've been in very dirty bathrooms. I remember I was on a train. Where was I on a train to? I forget what city. I had to take a train. Might have been in New York. And it was a long ride, I remember that, and there was a pile of stool on the seat. And the pile of stool was so high, even if I squatted, I would hit it. And so I just couldn't. I just had to hold it the whole time. I couldn't go. And something like that urinal thing, I mean, maybe it could fold up like an aquarium type thing. You open it up. I would not be embarrassed bringing it into the bathroom by any means, because it's got to be big enough to hold a good volume of urine, right? 200 milliliters, 500 milliliters. They need to design that. I think they really do this way. You could stand, urinate, dump it in the toilet. Thanks for bringing that up. That's interesting. I got to look into that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We should do that on our show. What ideas do you have? What ideas would you love to patent? And again, you got to be careful, because then, you don't want to give your idea away on air. What would be a good idea? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Tony from Las Vegas writes, Doc, my 16-year-old has a good group of friends. They go out every weekend. He swears he doesn't drink and do drugs, but he sleeps all day Sunday and his clothes stench a beer. I don't want him getting into trouble or driving with drunk kids. How would you approach this? No, number one, drug test the kid. Always drug test your kids. I don't care if they hate you. I don't care if they won't give you a Father's Day present. As Father's Day's coming up, I don't care. Drug test your kids. You need to know what is going in your baby's system. They're your babies. All right, they're your children. Nobody else is going to take responsibility for those kids except you. If something happens to him, it's your fault. It is. So you drug test him. Okay, if he stenches a beer, you have to confront him. If this quote-unquote good group of friends, I think you don't mean his friends are good, but he's got a good-sized group of friends, you need to figure out who the troublemakers are. And if you can't figure it out, you make the kids switch schools. I hate to say that, but these kids are getting into trouble over and over and over again. And they're good kids turning bad because of their friends. You know, here you had your little baby, you give birth to the baby, right? Baby's all happy, he loves his dada, he loves his mama, good kid. Then he goes to kindergarten, he loves his mama and dada, gives you a hug, right? You know, eats his vegetables, eats his little carrot sticks like a good little boy and his animal crackers. Then he goes to the fourth and fifth grade, you know, mommy, I want you to watch me in this school play. You know, oh, you know, daddy, look what I did, you know, my little league game, I won, right? Everything's, you know, then they get into high school. They don't talk to you. They don't go to class. You get truancy notes. You have teachers calling saying he's not showing up. Just in a matter of a couple years, how did the kid go from being daddy's boy or mama's little boy to someone doing drugs? How does that happen? It happens because the kids are there around. And if you have no control over curfew with this kid, you think the kid's going to sneak out at night, etc., then move. Move out of that school district, put him in a different school. I mean, again, you're trying to save the boy's life. You know, these kids, I mean, I was a kid too. And I drove around with my friends and we drove crazy. And yes, we liked to drink. I remember coming home one day. I was older than 16. I think I was already an adult. But I remember I came home and my mom asked if I was drinking. And I was like really out of it. Somebody had dropped me off. And I'm like, no. And everything's fine. I'm just really tired. She's like, okay. So she goes upstairs. So I don't know if I was 18. I really don't know. But if I was living at home, because I moved out when I was 18, so I had been right before that, but I wasn't underage. Well, I mean, obviously I was underage if I was still 18. I remember taking off my dress, and I just threw it in the laundry room, and I don't remember much more after that. Okay, I think it was like a company Christmas party or something. And so I go upstairs and I go to bed. The next morning, I go into the laundry room because I'm like, whew. I better wash that dress because I must have spilled something on it. Well, it was already in the washer, so my mom did laundry. But our little laundry room, you know, the little laundry closet, reeked of beer. Now, that dress was already being washed for 20 minutes, but that laundry closet reeked. So obviously, now my mom didn't tell, you know, say anything. She's probably like, damn. She's probably just grateful I made it home. But you also, though, need to be the type of parent where your kid can call you and not be afraid of consequences, because you want the kid to call you if he can't get a ride home or he's too drunk to drive. And I think it's a very smart idea to make a deal with your kid saying, look, you know, I don't want you to drink, but if you did, I'll pick you up. No questions asked, because that's better than him being afraid of you and driving with his friends or driving himself drunk. All right, or a girl hitchhiking to get home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I was just thinking about it. We don't have to patent a urinal accordion type thing for females who don't want to urinate in public restrooms. Just take a cup. One of those, not one of those little Dixie cups, are too small, but you know, one of those, you know, plastic drinking cups. Why don't we just do that? Just, you know, you could easily pack those cups in your purse, you go to the bathroom, you stand up, pee in the cup, then you can dump it in the toilet so you don't have to sit on the dirty toilet seat. I think that's easy, right? Okay, so what are we going to talk about now? I'm actually putting this on Facebook because this is such an important piece of information. Here we go. Let's solve this problem now. Many of you are trying to avoid public restrooms that are dirty. Sorry to Facebook while doing this, but I multitask. I tweet, I Facebook 24 hours a day if I can. Bring plastic cups with you so you can stand in the bathroom stall and pee in the cup. Then discard. Men quit being lazy. Have a urinal. Perfect. Okay. Does that summarize that portion of today's show? Good. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. So this was kind of very interesting. They came up with a blood test, they said, that can replace repeat biopsies while you're going through cancer treatment. They call it a liquid biopsy. They say analyze the patient's blood. Doctors have shown they can identify faulty DNA, which indicates how fast a tumor is growing and whether or not their treatment is proving effective. They say it's a low-cost blood test. They've been trying this out on ovarian cancer patients, and it could be used instead of repeat biopsies to monitor the progress of cancer. Now, don't they, though, with ovarian cancer patients, watch the CA-125? I thought that's been the tumor marker we've been watching to see if ovarian cancer falls or not. Well, yeah, they want to do this, but it's fun too. All right, they say the technology is not yet accurate enough to detect early-stage tumors. Researchers say it can become a key tool in cancer diagnosis and treatment within 5 to 10 years. See, where I see how this helps is if they're trying to see if cancer cells are decreasing and diminishing. You know, many times we use PET scans to make sure that cancer hasn't spread. So I could see how this would save a lot of money, save a lot of radiation, you know, where you don't have to do the PET scan, you can do the blood test. The only thing is are you going to put all that trust into a blood test? You know? All right. They say the test developed by researchers from the Cancer Research UK Cambridge Research Institute picks out fragments of mutated DNA which are leaked into the bloodstream when cancer cells die. All right. By regularly testing a patient's blood, doctors could get a real-time picture of how a tumor is responding to treatment, with a drop in faulty DNA indicating that the condition is stabilizing and a rise signifying that the patient is relapsing. Makes a lot of sense. Right now, the best current method of monitoring a patient's progress is to take a biopsy of their tumor, but it's invasive and not all the time. I mean, you can do the CA-125 and you can do PET scans. So this is pretty cool. I mean, if they are able to do that, that's great. They say the test was targeted to look for 20,000 possible mutations in DNA from a particular part of the genetic code, which is heavily linked to the patient's cancer type, which in this case was the high-grade serous ovarian carcinoma. They say it marks the first time scientists have successfully screened entire genes in a blood test to identify mutations which developed in cancer. Honestly, I think this is great. I don't know if many people are going to want to put their trust into that, but we'll see. All right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they're now, finally, the government is expanding E. coli testing in some raw meat, a move expected to prevent more people from contracting the bacteria that can cause severe illness and death. Thank you. Starting Monday, the meat industry will have to test beef trimmings for 6 new strains of E. coli that has been linked to a growing number of illnesses. Until now, the meat industry, apparently, this is being reported by the Sacramento Bee. I like the Sacramento Bee. I learned a lot. Until now, the meat industry has been required to test for just one strain, known as E. coli 015787, which was the one, remember, with the Jack in the Box outbreak. It killed 4 kids back in the 90s. So they're only testing for that one. But illnesses from that strain have decreased while more people have been sickened by other strains found in foods and lettuce, ground beef, etc. So what they want to do now is expand and start sampling. They say the tests will be conducted on beef trimmings, part of the cow used to make ground beef, and expanded later to ground beef itself and other cuts. I'm getting hungry. I haven't eaten. Last year, the agency collected nearly 2,700 samples for testing from meat processing plants nationwide. All right, we got to do more than that. They say thousands of people are sickened each year by E. coli. You know E. coli. When you get E. coli, you get really bad diarrhea. It's bloody diarrhea a lot of times. You dehydrate. You could go into kidney failure. It could be very nasty. Now, we've talked about temperatures of cooking. You know, many of the meats you purchase have bacteria on them. All right? But if you cook them to like 160 degrees, 160, remember we talked about turkey, pork, chicken, and one was 165, one was 160. Honestly, just average it out about 160 to 165, cook your meat temperatures. If you don't have one of those thermometers, get one. And if you cook that for a significant amount of time and you watch the color change, etc., then I think overall you'll be good. But yes, it would be nice to know that the meat doesn't have it before you get it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew. I'd say a busy day. Yeah, I know. Scientists have tracked the genome. They have actually, they say, cracked the code of tomatoes. They are so excited by this because they can now figure out how to maybe play with it on making it tastier and fool around with some genetic engineering with it. I like tomatoes. It's okay. But honestly, tomatoes have been pretty good. I really haven't. Have you all had an issue? I have not had any issues with tomatoes. I think tomatoes are good. I think pizza sauce is good. I think my spaghetti sauce is good. I really don't think they need to mess with it. Okay. Now, somebody who kind of had this lackadaisical attitude, we talked about this in the earlier hour, was Johnson & Johnson, apparently, because FDA got mad at them, chided Johnson & Johnson for not acting on tampon complaints and complaints on personal lubricants. Apparently, customers were complaining, from what I understand, during the same time that Johnson & Johnson was dealing with all the Tylenol recalls, remember? Because of the pellets and the odd smell that it had. And so they say the FDA said the unit McNeil PPC Incorporated did not properly follow up on complaints that included toxic shock syndrome from using the tampon. That's not good. The company, they said, also did not investigate some complaints about the personal lubricant KY Liquid Beads Vaginal Moisturizer. I don't know much about that. Sorry, but I think it's self-explanatory, which apparently it never got even permission to sell. Johnson & Johnson has recalled hundreds of millions of bottles of over-the-counter medicines over the past few years due to quality lapses at its factories. That occurred at the start of the recession. I think these factories, I think everybody is really understaffed. And they say the FDA said McNeil PPC never told regulators that it planned to sell the KY Liquid Beads and made substantial changes to the lubricant compared to previous similar products. The company received 227 complaints about the product between June 2010 and December 2011, including the fact that the lubricant, when it was inserted, did not have or it had an uncharacteristic consistency. I don't really know what the characteristic consistency would be of a vaginal lubribead, but I guess somebody does. The agency says Johnson & Johnson must respond within 15 days, business days, about how it will address the issue. See, I work every day. When somebody says, you know, call me in 3 business days, I'll call them on Sunday. I work on Sunday. Has 15 business days to address how it'll address the issues or risk facing seizure of its products or a fine. Somebody is going to seize the vaginal KY Liquid Beads. That they really need to. Remember, we got to see some of the Osama bin Laden Navy SEAL Team 6 footage. I would love to see footage of Johnson & Johnson seizing the KY vaginal liquid beads. That's going to be some good media right there. All right, we're going to be coming up on break in a few minutes. Don't go away. I want to talk about how Denver ambulances are trying to deal with motorists who are not yielding when they're supposed to. So they're going to try to use amplifiers and hip-hop. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new bull repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials today. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in and listening every day. Please, if you ever miss any of our shows, you could go to the Dr. Dahlia website at drdahiah.com. We have an on-demand button. Click the on-demand, and you can hear previous shows at your time. And you could also find archives and podcasts as well. Because, you know, we talk about a lot of good stuff, and unfortunately, many of you are very, very busy. Well, fortunately, you're busy, but unfortunately for me, you can't listen to all 3 hours. And we really give a lot of information during the show. So whatever you miss, please tune in if you can. I have the honor of emceeing a fundraising event for CS4 Foundation, which helps the Girls Club here in Southern Nevada. So I'm very excited about that. I will be off tomorrow, so we will be playing a best of, but I will be back Friday evening. We are live right now, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's interesting, since many Denver motorists refuse to yield to emergency vehicles, all right, what many Denver Health ambulances have been doing is now equipping themselves with subwoofers that shake the ground as the sirens blare. I thought they were also playing hip-hop music. Ah, okay, so they are doing the sirens. Okay. They say people now seem to be aware. These are 100/200-watt siren amplifiers. They point to the ground, generating a frequency low enough to vibrate anything outside the ambulance. An experience kind of like pulling up next to a kid blasting hip-hop from a trunk filled with speakers. It turns head. They vibrate the entire ground. People can feel it through their car. And they've tested this for about 18 months. Denver Health is satisfied with the results and is going to now make them a standard issue for all vehicles. They say St. Anthony's Flight for Life ground crews also have subwoofers. They say paramedics try to respond to a call within 9 minutes, meaning unexpected obstacles make moments seem like minutes for crews and their patients, especially people that do not move over. And I got to be honest with you, sometimes, you know, I'm sitting there at a stop, and the radio is just kind of on a news talk station. Let's say I'm listening to Alex Jones in the morning or whatnot. And all of a sudden, I'll hear the siren as the ambulance is coming through the intersection. I'm like, why didn't I hear that siren a block ago? You know, and it wasn't behind me. It was coming from another direction. So obviously that's a farther distance. But I only hear it when it's right in front of me. And I'm only listening to a news talk station. Yeah, Alex Jones is loud. You know, it's interesting. But it's not like I'm listening to music that could drown out the siren. So I like the idea of being able to feel it. That does make a lot of sense. And you need cars to get the heck out of the way. And I know many of you are like, oh, if I could just make the light, then I'll veer to the right. No, get out of the way. All right? Someone's life is at stake. You would want people to get out of the ambulance's way if that ambulance was coming for you, God forbid, right? They say drivers probably don't mean to hinder an ambulance or fire truck speeding to an emergency call, but they may be panicked by the lights and sirens, or they may be stupid. All right. And they say the problem is getting worse. They've seen people just keep going at 30 miles an hour with us right behind them, and there is no way they haven't noticed us. It's a matter of getting out of the way so we can do our job, but also realizing your car will not match up well against our trucks. Good for them. Apparently, they warn people can pay with their lives from being unaware that a fire engine is coming their way. An 80-year-old woman died in January after she pulled out in front of an engine. Oh, my gosh. Denver paramedics respond to an average 230 calls a day. They say fire vehicles, 274 calls a day. Denver police ticket more than 70 people a year for failing to yield to an emergency vehicle. Now, I don't know if your city is the same size as Denver, but you could just imagine. And they should. And I know what y'all do. Y'all kind of look around, make sure there's no cops. I know. All right, but I think that's great. I think that's absolutely fascinating. I'm a huge fan of that. I think it's a great idea. All right. You know, as long as you don't have to listen to music. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was kind of tragic. There was a Florida kid who was struck in the face over Memorial Day weekend by an egg as he was jogging with his brother and some friends. Now, we don't know if he's going to regain his vision, but the egg, I guess, went through the eye. 17-year-old rising star cross-country team at Robinson High School was just jogging with his twin brother and several friends on a Saturday night. He got struck by an egg tossed out of a passing vehicle. The impact of the egg on his face sounded like a glass bottle being dropped. Of course, at that speed, they called for help. The car circled around, returned to the group, and another egg was thrown. This time they missed. I hope somebody got their license plate. The Times reported that his right orbital bone and blood vessels were broken, and his pupil was slashed in the attack. Right now, he cannot see. Oh, good, they arrested. They already arrested one of the teens. Police had already been on the lookout for the assailants after getting numerous complaints about eggs being tossed out of an SUV in the area. They were also tipped off about a group of teens who bought about 5 dozen eggs at a Walmart store on Sunday night, just before the egg-throwing incident. You're going to get caught, people. You're going to get caught. They pulled over the vehicle and arrested a Daniel Borgeson, 17, a Patrick Wasp, 16, and a Tyler Metzger, 16. The teens admitted they're behind the egg attacks and now face third-degree felony battery charges. Apparently, the mom had to pluck eggshell out of the kid's eye, took him to the emergency room, and he actually had an orbital fracture from an egg. Now, you know, many people, they go, really, really, eggs? Come on. But, you know, when you're throwing something out of a car that's driving maybe 30 miles an hour, the force behind is crazy. I've talked to you all about when I was doing driver's ed, when I was in my driver's ed course, when I was a sophomore in high school. I don't remember many of the films, but the one film I remember is seeing a head of lettuce, or was it a cantaloupe? That was something. Being thrown out of a car and how it practically disintegrated. Now, remember, we as kids always thought, oh, you could jump out of a car. You could just jump out of a moving vehicle if something goes wrong, you know, just like these movie stars do and run off. And they go, no, if you're going 30-some miles an hour, your head will explode. And so, you know, I think people really underestimate. And throwing eggs is stupid. You know, when I was pregnant, I was in a, you know, kind of fairly middle-class area of town. I was pregnant with my first. You know, I mean, it wasn't a horrible area. And I was just walking around and people were throwing beer bottles at us. They don't know who we were. I was just pregnant and walking the dog and getting some exercise. And, you know, throwing a beer bottle. It's not funny. Are you guys laughing? No, it's not funny. Throwing a beer bottle 30 miles an hour at a pregnant woman's stomach, can you imagine? Not funny. So I just think people need to get a clue. Another horrible accident, which is scary. You heard about this woman who sustained multiple head and leg fractures. Apparently, she was trying to throw a spider out of a suitcase when she fell from a hotel balcony in Magaluf, Majorca. And apparently there was a spider in her suitcase, and she, as she was throwing it out, she fell out the window. Now, police right now are saying it's an accident. All right, some people had thought that, you know, she was thrown over. But, I mean, I'm afraid of spiders. And but I definitely don't want to jump out of a window and almost die because of that. Lovely lady. I don't know what the spider was doing in there, but as far as I'm concerned, I know. I got to take that course, that two-hour trial session that teaches you how not to be afraid of spiders. See, if there was a spider in your suitcase, you'd probably go and dump it out the window. I don't know how she fell over the balcony. That's scary stuff. All right, guys, we are coming up on the end real quickly here. There was a horrible case of a Scottish man who died during a car accident, not because of the car accident, but because the airbag deployed was cut by the window and the contents came out, leaked out, and he breathed it in and ended up getting some sort of a pneumonitis and died. Very scary case. We talked about this in the previous show. Please go to my website to listen to shows. I will be back on Friday. You all have a wonderful evening. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.